what it's like then to feel like a little bit of a hero and more recognized in the past week?
It's definitely different. Kind of want to keep staying under the radar. I mean, that's just the way I've always been, so it's definitely a different feeling.
Do you feel like you're starting to get recognized a little bit more?
As far as what?
Even out in public or with the team, just recognized for your abilities?
No. I mean, nobody really realizes who I am, even when I go out, so it's the same. Guys treat me the same in the locker room, so it's not a change.
What about Best Buy?
Haven't been there since the game.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that Devin talked about in the media workers over there about how this passing game looks a lot different than it did earlier in the season when he included the Knicks. What does he bring to this passing game that maybe didn't happen?
Big plays. He's a guy who can catch a 5-yard route, take it all the way to the crib. So, you know, definitely a guy who, with the ball in his hand, is a guy we have to focus on tackling.
Can you build confidence off those final two plays? I mean, it can't get much more stressful than that. You know, two plays with the season on the line on the end zone.
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, not to sound cocky, but I was always confident in what I can do when I'm out there. It just proven to myself that I can do it in the big stage.
Did you get everything you needed to get done in the last 2 days, so there's no distractions, no focus?
Yeah, I've gotten everything done, so that's all out the way, and I can just focus on the Giants.
I'm going to get a chance to talk to some of the veterans about what this is going to be like as you start to get forward and get closer and closer to the big game.
I haven't talked to them about it. You know, just from what I've been hearing, it's just, you know, treat it like any other game. You don't want to put too much on it because, you know, you don't want to go out there and have that in the back of your mind.
How were you able to maintain that confidence as you were kind of bouncing from practice squad to the street to back to the practice squad?
I always know what I can do. So it's just I just needed a shot to prove to everybody that, you know, I can go out there and make plays.
Do you get that same vibe in here in this room with the players around you, that guys kind of have that same vibe?
I think so. You know, I don't think we have a whole bunch of superstars and stuff like that, or they don't act like superstars at least. So, you know, just level-headed guys who, you know, just go out there and do their jobs.
Little kids often have the dream, you know, catch the Super Bowl winning touchdown. Have you ever had the dream of, you know, break up the Super Bowl winning game-saving play?
No.
Did you dream of catching a touchdown?
No dreams.
Super Bowl dream.
Didn't have a Super Bowl dream.
Really?
Nope.
What were some of the goals that you had at the beginning of the season for yourself? Super Bowl wasn't one of them?
At that point, no. I mean, at that point, I just wanted to, you know, come in and make a team and, you know, contribute, you know, to wins and, you know, hopefully getting to the Super Bowl. But it wasn't something I was, you know, thinking about at that time.
Was there a point when you felt like you became part of this team with all the bouncing around? You said, okay, now I'm part of this team.
I mean, after a couple weeks, you kind of settle in. I mean, you know, you're kind of feeling things out, you know, when you first get here or whatever. But, you know, guys welcomed me here, you know, from day one. So it's been an easy transition.